Lori Prox here with John Berkeley, the principal of Valdez High School. Glad to have you in. You're the last of our series of school interviews. We've been talking with Sean Arnold and then, of course, the superintendent, and then had a chance to speak with Rod Morrison at the elementary school, at the middle school, and then our elementary school principal as well. So glad to have you in.
Thank you.
And so you should have more to talk about because you're the last one. School's underway, a lot of things going on. So we touched in with you earlier when you first got here and didn't really even have a chance to get your feet on the ground yet. But now quite a bit of school has gone by already. And how is it going? I'll just ask you the general question first.
Well, you know, it's like what I expected. High school is a very vibrant and very busy building, and it's no different at Valdez High School. We have a lot of activities going. We have a lot of student groups that are beginning to meet, and teachers are, they're working hard every day. So I think it's going pretty well.
All right. And your first challenge is to get everybody to the school and registered and classes moving. So will you do anything differently with that next year?
This year, I just kind of stood back and watched. You know, I didn't really quite know anyone, but I think next year, to be a little more involved with the process, to be a little more upfront, maybe sitting while the students come into the library to register. Of course, we did the online registration, which I think went pretty well. And, just becoming a little more involved in the process.
All right. Also, we'll just jump out of line here and talk about online. You mentioned online, but also there's an online portal now for parents to report kids absent. So a lot of processes, I think, I don't know if that's a district level or if it's Melissa with the technology, putting in some new things, kind of keeping up with the times, apps where you can put an app on your phone to report your child absent or let the school know that they're going to be late. Is that going well?
Yeah, it is. We have some good feedback with, it's called the Safe Arrival Program, and it does offer an opportunity for parents to quickly report their students absent for the day. It also provides an opportunity for schools to send out notification if their student's not, and we haven't heard from the parents. Like any new system, you know, it's linked to our PowerSchool system, which is our main student information system. And there's a few things, a few questions that come up, but I think overall it's working the way it's intended and it's going pretty well.
Now, in Nome, did you use PowerSchool or do you have something to compare that with?
We use PowerSchool. We did not use Safe Arrival. I think it's something that we had looked at, but we had been using PowerSchool for probably close to a decade or more.
All right, because the folks with kids out there already kind of know what's happening. We receive notifications. But kind of interesting for folks who haven't had kids in the school system, it's changed quite a bit with technology over the last few years. But these are some of the great ways where you can make it happen. Of course, you can always pick up the phone and call the school directly. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's an app you can put on your phone with this to report your child absent, also a website that you can have a password to log in and you can report. The neat thing is you can kind of report your child in the future.
Yeah.
So if you know you're going to be gone for a vacation, you can kind of take care of it when you're thinking about it and not get that call as you're driving out the road because you forgot. Not that that's ever happened to me, but the secretaries are all laughing because it has. So it is a little bit handy there. And as far as kids' activities, you mentioned a few little changes this year. Homecoming was, I think, during football last year, but I think it's been moved. What's happening with that?
The primary reason is that I think we're going to have a lot of kids out of town. And the 26th, we'll have a lot of kids in town. In fact, we'll have, I think it's the same weekend that the wrestling invite is going on. And so, I know Todd or Mr. Wagner posted some history on the VHS Facebook page, but the primary reason for moving it was that there were going to be too many kids out of town.
All right. And I think the kids are getting involved in some of these decisions, which brings me to student government. How does that work at Valdez High School and how's that going?
It's going really well. We have Mrs. Heckathorn and Mr. Runyon as the student government advisors, and the classes, each of the classes just held their student council elections. I don't know, I don't have the results memorized, but we do have each of the student councils for the grade levels set, and we're getting ready to do the overall student government elections, in which you'll have representatives from each of the grade levels as kind of the overall governing body.
All right. Now, do you have ideas that you've brought from Nome? I know you said a lot of your time you spent in Nome was fundraising to do things.
Yeah.
So here you don't have to do so much of that. Is that an exciting, I mean, are there some things that you're liking to, wanting to bring to the table?
With regards to funding, of course, you know, one of the things I had mentioned was that Valdez was immensely supportive of the schools. And, you know, we want to be responsible for the funding that we do receive. But, you know, some of the things that we're looking at is just making sure that we have supports in place for our students so that they can participate in many of the great activities and things that we have going on. And so that's, you know, where we identify time where we can sit down with kids on a more individual or small group basis, to where we can check in with them and devise a plan to make sure that they're able to participate in a lot of the things.
Now, are you finding yourself jumping in and being involved with directly each student's path?
Starting to. I don't think I'm quite there where I could say I'm involved with every student's path, but it's starting to shape up to where we're getting organized to where I can do that, where I get to know kids on a more individual basis or a small group basis. And so I think over time, as we all kind of get accustomed and more comfortable with each other, and we start, you know, we all want to, all our kids to do well, and we want to make sure that we're addressing the needs kind of throughout the whole student body, those that need the extra help and those that need the extra challenge. And I think that will come over time. I think we're off to a good start.
And to that end, you mentioned you have brought in some new ideas and working on some of those currently, the idea of a Flex Friday. So explain that for folks.
Well, it's something that we had talked about during our collaboration Fridays. This is just a hour-long meeting that we have during our early release times for Friday. The Flex Friday idea is an idea that the staff agrees that we can be flexible on Fridays. And it's not going to be every single Friday, but it's going to be kind of as needed. And right now we do see a need. We do see a number of students. We run our reports and we get names and we get grades, and we know that we should be finding time for our students that need that extra support. And so the Flex Friday is an agreement with the staff to be able to pull kids, to talk with kids, to help them get organized, to find out what's, you know, where are the struggles, what we can do to build in those supports. And so the Flex Fridays really is part of that beginning to where, you know, we can get a little more involved with our students on a more individual and small group basis.
And already a lot of those kids on Friday are, it's a tough day because there's so many sports happening, so many kids out for sports. So the idea of not maybe having, I think a lot of teachers already don't have tests on Friday because that's a tough day.
And that was one of the reasons that was brought up, was that there are a lot of kids gone. We do have some staff gone. And, you know, it's, if we have that time, you know, we want to utilize it as best we can, as opposed to kind of holding off on the scope and sequence or on the syllabus. It's a time where we can check in with kids and make sure that, you know, we're providing supports for those high expectations.
All right. And over the last few years, the maintenance department has been doing a lot with lighting and improvements. And I know the pool is over at the high school side, but should calm down a little bit. I know there's still some work behind the scenes or behind the walls, I think, as it may. There's still some internal work that's got to be done. But definitely, how are those improvements going? You guys have seen benefit from some of the work, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, the pool looks magnificent. They just had the swim invite this weekend, and it went along really well.
Congratulations to Grace Keller, our only senior. So yeah. Shout out to Grace.
The swim team did great. The pool looked great. The digital scoreboard was wonderful as well. It provided clear, concise information, just like they should. You know, right now, there's a crew working to run glycol through our lines. And so that's, you know, there's a little inconvenience, but they've been very flexible with us and have tried to accommodate for our needs. You know, like if we have a swim invite, they do try to make sure that we have some hot water so that kids can shower after their swim meet is over. And, you know, I'd say we probably got a couple more weeks of crews just kind of working and refining things. But, you know, the pool's been great. Our heating's been great. And, you know, the building looks wonderful.
That's another part of this job that maybe folks who've just moved here aren't involved with the schools may not be aware of. But, you know, we had almost, I don't know, probably over 100 swimmers in town, and they're staying at our schools on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday yeah. night, whatever they need. I know we did come back on the ferry Saturday afternoon, and they were not going out yet, so I'm assuming they might have been staying over Saturday. But when teams travel, and likewise we do the same, we went to Cordova and you sleep on the classroom floors of a classroom. Mm-hmm. But it takes a lot to put that together. And then the teachers obviously have to give up their rooms, make sure yep. things are put away, and accommodate that. And I know our athletic directors are always working at all hours, letting people in and out of the schools.
Mr. Wagner puts in a lot of hours, and he does a great job organizing it all. You know, the staff, they know the drill. They're very flexible, and they're prepared to receive teams in their classrooms. And the teams that have visited have been very respectful. We haven't had any problems with any of our rooms or facilities with regards to visiting teams, which is great. But yeah, it's a concerted effort. Mr. Wagner is kind of the one that organizes it all. Well, he is, but he does put in a lot of the hours. And so his organization and experience is great.
Yeah, and a little shout out too as well to Todd, and then of course the athletic directors at the middle school now are David Kronk and Michelle Peterson, yes. and together combined they kind of worked out of with Stan Stevens to get the middle school basketball teams yeah. and the high school volleyball team over to Cordova in after the loss of the ferry service. So what yeah. a great trip! Hats off to Stan Stevens, Copper Valley Telecom for providing breakfast for the kids. Awesome treat.
Absolutely, yes, that was wonderful.
Yeah, and we saw whales stopped for a half hour and did some whale watching. So what kids get to do that? So I know folks from the lower 48 or, you know, when I played, it was you drive half hour and you have any of 20 schools to play on a weeknight, and there is no basketball on the weekends, but it's quite a big deal here, all the sports.
Yeah. 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 And really it does take a lot of people to be able to support that, even though the city of Valdez does do a lot of the support through financials. We do rely on our community partners and people who are willing to give that time and energy to make these events happen for our students.
And I think we're a favorite place to come visit because we do it up for our tournaments. And that takes that definitely takes more than school staff. That's a lot of
yeah.
community members
yes,
involved.
So absolutely.
They'll be looking for you. I'm sure there were plenty for the swim meet, but it goes on all year. All right, and is that a little different than Nome. I would imagine you don't have huge amounts of people converging on Nome.
Not as often. We do have, or we did have teams, a number of teams come in, but it's a lot the same in terms of the preparation. You know, we would, you know, when I was the principal at Nome Bells, we would host schools in the classrooms, and generally, you know, everything would go fine, but it takes a lot of people, a lot of volunteers. You know, you do have to have transportation, you do have to have maintenance on hand, and, you know, cause little things do pop up, and it's great that, that communities are able to do that for our kids and to be able to host such large tournaments. It wasn't just the swim invite this weekend, but we also had Lathrop in from, for the rifle team as well.
Oh yeah.
So we actually
it was a busy weekend in sports.
It was. So we had teams out of town and we had teams in town. And so it's a lot, but because of what everyone's able to organize and to do, it really goes very smoothly. And we're all very appreciative of the time and effort that everyone puts in.
Yeah, and what an amazing experience for our kids to get to do that. I know my son's off at college, and he said his roommates are having a hard time with time management and going places. And, you know, most of the kids from here have had to get their homework done to leave on a big trip, be gone for days, and still manage school, or they can't go on the trip. So, it is a life lesson there. And you mentioned study hall too. That's something you want to make sure that we have at the high school.
Well, that's an idea. We're just beginning the conversation. I think, you know, there's a number of high schools, in the state of Alaska that are right around the size of Valdez High School, you know, generally less than 1,000 students for the district and less than, say, 200 kids for the high school. You know, I think what's common in a lot of the high schools is that they do have a study hall period, or they have an advisory period built into their schedule. And that's a conversation that we're just beginning for Valdez High School. I think we see a lot of opportunities to where we can touch base with kids on a much larger scale than, like, say, a Flex Friday. And so it's a conversation I'm looking forward to. And it's definitely a conversation that I'm interested in. And I think, you know, if we talk to our student government, they would probably be very interested.
Would you like to see that for every student, or just as an option for students in their schedule?
Well, if you plan 51 minutes of a period where you expect students to use that wisely, it does take preparation. And so it might be something that we have available to certain groups of students, or just kind of in the schedule, but it's something that I see beneficial for all the students. And so if, you know, like I said, we're just beginning the conversation. I don't want to kind of write the narrative right now, mm-hmm. but I do want some input from our student body as well as from our staff. But I think it's a good idea. Our kids are incredibly busy. They're responsible. They work hard. But, you know, even as adults, we do need that quiet time to where we can actually just sit down and focus, or if we need some help, that we have access to people who can provide that help.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I don't have too much more to ask, unless you have anything else you'd like to share with the community or listeners.
Well, just, it's been a wonderful transition to Valdez. You know, we love the community. Our kids love the schools. You know, my wife loves teaching at the elementary school. We're very happy to be here, and hopefully we can provide some, you know, positives and add to a lot of the wonderful things that are already happening here in Valdez.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.